Hi, my name is Zakarani, and welcome to my video and podcast, Loyalty, a Divine Perspective, where I reveal the naked truth about the concept of loyalty and show you how it is impossible to be quote-unquote loyal to anyone else but yourself. You can't be loyal to another person because you do not create anyone else's reality, and it is not your job or your mission in life to make anyone else happy or to even help anybody else create what they want so that they can be happy. That is their job, because only they can create their own reality and only they can create their own happiness. You may do things that are pleasing to others, but it is their reaction to your actions that makes them happy. So, it is actually impossible for you to directly make someone feel anything, whether that is happy, sad, or anything in between. The loyalty that everyone is looking for does not come from humans. It comes from Source. It comes from God. So, get ready for quantum empowerment as you connect to the essence of loyalty of your own Source, and the freedom you finally experience from releasing yourself and other people from the responsibility to make each other happy and give each other what you want, what you all want in life. And instead, you only look to your own Source, which is the source of all creation in your life. So enjoy my video and podcast, Loyalty, a Divine Perspective. All right, my name is Zakarian, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, etc., and all the goodies that I provide to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality that is available on my website at zakarian.com. So go check all out, all those supportive goodies for you. And go get yourself a free copy of my audio and video series and book, free book, Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Loyalty, a divine perspective. There is no pain worse than the pain of betrayal when a parent, sibling, friend, family member, lover, or business partner disrespects and betrays you or steals from you, etc. And the trust of loyalty is shattered seemingly forever. For me, loyalty has always been extremely important to me, especially with money and business. And I understand well the classic gangster desire for revenge when a trusted friend, lover, or partner screws you over. But luckily, I never succumbed to this revenge tactic because I understood through the law of attraction that I created and attracted those situations based on various beliefs and lack of self-worth. Every client or customer that didn't pay for my services and screwed me over, I created and attracted into my life. Every friend and business partner who ripped me off and didn't pay me the money that they owed me, I created and attracted. Thanks a lot, you freaking bastards, and thank me for creating it. So how did I attract such crap? Was I thinking fear-based thoughts of worry that these people were going to steal my money? No, because it's not just thoughts that create your reality and attract situations to you. What does create every situation in your life is vibration, similar feeling vibrations, similar thoughts that have the same vibration as the feelings you're experiencing now or the experiences that you're creating and attracting. And you can figure out what thoughts and feelings and what vibration attracted such crap into your life by when it happens, how did it feel? For me, I felt betrayed, disrespected, dishonored, unappreciated, powerless, helpless, etc., because I couldn't do anything to get my money back. I couldn't get them to do what I wanted them to do. It's one of the most powerful positions on Earth when someone owes you money or steals money or does anything you don't want them to do, because there's actually no way for you to get them to do what you want them to do unless they want to do it. And if somebody steals your money or steals something from you, well, it's a really powerless and helpless position, because if you can, you know, somehow miraculously get them into court, well, then, of course, you have to prove that they actually owe you the money or they took whatever of yours that they've got. But that's not the tricky part. If you actually win, then you've got to somehow miraculously get them the get them to pay that money that they owe you. But, of course, it's money that they probably don't have, which is why they owe you the money in the first place. And you can't legally hold anything of theirs for ransom, and you can't legally hang them over a cliff or outside an apartment window or torture them until they pay up, unfortunately. So your only recourse usually is just to learn from the experience and clean up your vibration so you don't attract similar negative unwanted situations anymore. And that's the most powerful position anyway. And focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want, which is the most powerful thing you can always do in any situation. Which is, you know, what do you want? You want people in your life that are, you know, you want prosperity. You want people in your life that are prosperous and successful and loyal and generous. And you want generous friends and caring friends and family and business partners, etc. Another fun loyalty or lack thereof scenario that I have had the chagrin to deal with in business is people leaving my company for another company, leaving my team for another company. Now, for me, because I have sort of a military mind when it comes to business and money, and the analogy of military is quite apt in business. If someone leaves my company and goes to another company, and even especially if they take their team with them, or trade secrets, then as far as I'm concerned, that is the same thing as being a traitor, which of course is punishable by a firing squad. Unfortunately, firing squads are expensive, are illegal, and also installing cement shoes upon these turncoats and then taking them swimming is time-consuming and, again, technically illegal, so that's not really an option. So my only recourse is to once again realize that myself and my loyal compatriots have created and attracted this scenario into our lives. And so, once again, it is our job now to clean up our vibration and go to get our heads straight and headed in the right direction and focus on what we do want rather than what we don't want, so that we can create and attract loyal, fun, committed people into our lives and businesses. Now, so what is at the core of loyalty and the lack of loyalty? Ultimately, loyalty has nothing at all to do with being loyal to each other, because it is actually impossible to be loyal to each other, because we are all unique individuals who reference reality from our own unique perspective. And every individual person can ultimately only be loyal to themselves, because we each create our own realities. No one can create your reality for you, so it's not anyone else's job to be loyal to you to make sure you get what you want. It's no one else's job to make sure you are happy, and it's no one else's job to make sure that you get what you want so that you can be happy. So essentially, loyalty is a myth. No one can actually be, quote, loyal, unquote, to you. The classic example is intimate relationships and marriage. As much as we may want to be completely, steadfastly loyal only to one person to ensure their happiness, that is an absolutely impossible task. First of all, again, we can't create our lover or partner's reality for them, and it's not our job to do so anyway, and it's not our job to make them happy and ensure their happiness until death do us part. And it is also impossible to love only one person exclusively and love only one person more than every other entire soul in the entire universe. That is another absolutely impossible task. You may, at this current time in your life, like one person pretty much more than anyone else. One person may give you more of what you like, love, and appreciate, and you may be a vibrational match to one person more than pretty much anyone else. So in a sense, you like that person more than anyone else that you currently know, but you don't, quote, love, unquote, them more than anyone else, because real, true love is not conditional. Ultimately, we all love each other equally. That is to say, we as Source Self, as God Self, does. But we as humans don't typically love so unconditionally. We have a tendency to love very conditionally, based on agreements to keep each other happy. But as soon as we break those agreements, that supposed love is withdrawn. So really, it wasn't really love after all, it was just profound like. I like you a lot, or I don't like you anymore. But now that you aren't pleasing me anymore, now I don't like you anymore. And we say, I don't love you anymore. But that's not really accurate, because love never goes anywhere. And anyone who has experienced the proverbial big breakup, bum, 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 and gotten past the pain and anger, etc., eventually discovers that they still love that person, and they always will. Every single woman I've ever been with on an intimate level, regardless of the dramas and traumas, I love them deeply and profoundly, and I will love them forever and ever. And that true love is what loyalty really is, not conditional loyalty where I will be loyal to you if you continue to please me. But as soon as you don't, I'm out of here. But that's not loyalty. That's not love. Real, true loyalty only really comes from source, your God source. It only comes from your Source Self, which is really you, who you truly are. A higher self kind of you, a larger, more enlightened, more expansive, immortal you, for sure, but nonetheless, you. And that Source Self is the only thing that can truly, 100%, 24/7, actually be loyal to you. And that is the loyalty that everyone is really looking for from other humans in all forms of relationships. But that kind of loyalty is impossible to give to each other, and it's not your job to give it anyway, because we can only be loyal to ourselves. To thine own self be true is a classically apt quote from William Shakespeare, because you can only be true to yourself. And where we get ourselves in trouble is when we try to be loyal to others at the expense of being loyal to ourselves. In other words, when we make other people's happiness more important than our own, and when we make helping other people get what they want more important than getting what we want, that is when we create a split within our consciousness. And that is when we feel drained energetically and underappreciated, and that is when we attract situations where we feel disrespected, and people take advantage of us and steal from us and owe us money, and people are disloyal, etc., to us. But when your primary focus is upon feeling good, and you have let yourself off the hook from the responsibility to make everyone else happy, now loyalty is no longer an issue, because people are going to always do what feels the best to them, even if that means doing things that are actually detrimental to their success and happiness. But you don't care, because they don't create your reality, and their perceptions and beliefs don't pay your bills, and they have just given you more clarity about the kind of people you want in your life, which is people who understand that it is not your job to make them happy, and not your job to make sure that they get what they want so that they can be happy. You want people in your life who are completely loyal to the only thing that they can truly be loyal to, which is to feeling good and being loyal to their own source. But especially feeling good regardless of what's going on in their life, regardless of circumstances, and regardless of what anyone else is doing. They understand that the only loyalty that really exists comes from source, from God, source, all that is, from their own source self. And these are the fun people to hang out with because they are making no demands upon you, and you can be free together and really create amazing things together. And they are first and foremost loyal to themselves, to feeling good, and loyal to their dreams. And because of this, these kind of people are full of energy and creativity and generosity, and they're fun to be around. And because they're filled up and overflowing with life force energy, these people have lots of energy left over to then be able to give to others to inspire them to their power and their greatness. But without being so selfishly focused, they would have nothing to give to others, which is the situation that most people are in their lives. And a classic example is the resentful, drained, underappreciated, oxytocin-deprived mother who has given every ounce of energy to everyone else to ensure their happiness, that she has nothing left for herself, and of course she's unhappy. Or the classically overworked man who gets no appreciation for his labors or at work or at home, and so is testosterone-deprived and energetically drained and has nothing left to give to his family or his wife, lover, girlfriend, boyfriend, etc., and most of all, to himself. So the optimal situation to always put yourself in is to always ask yourself, what feels good? What can I do that will ensure my happiness, my health, my prosperity, my freedom, etc.? You're not asking, what can I do to ensure everyone else's happiness and prosperity? It's only your own. And when you can be that selfishly focused, then you become filled with an overflowing supply of love and energy and compassion and creativity, etc. You're filled with an overflowing supply that you can now freely share with others to help them improve their lives. But you don't just provide them fish. Instead, you teach them how to fish. The point of getting rich, becoming successful, etc., is not so you can give all your money away to the needy. That just supports their neediness and their powerless, helpless victim state. The point of achieving success and wealth is so you can share your wisdom and teach other people how to become empowered creators of their own realities and be able to create and attract what they want in their lives. It is not anyone's job to ensure your happiness, wealth, and freedom as if you are somehow entitled to it because you're one of the lowly downtrodden. You aren't entitled to anything because it's not anyone else's job to ensure your happiness, success, abundance, security, wealth, and health, including God. That's your bloody job. It's not the government's job, or corporation's job, or business's job, or religion's job, or again, God's job to ensure your financial security. That's your bloody job. So get off your lazy ass and stop whining for a handout as if you are a disempowered victim, because you are not. That's a lie, so stop telling lies to yourself. You're an empowered creator with the power of the entire universe available to help you create whatever you want in your life, and the only thing stopping you is your own limited beliefs that you are anything less than magnificent. You are in charge of your life, so let everyone else on earth off your hook, because it's not our job to make you happy and help you get what you want. That's your job. But when you understand that and you surround yourself with success and freedom-oriented people who take 100% responsibility for their own reality and their own creations, people who are filled with an unlimited supply of energy and abundance, then you can create amazing, wonderful things together for you and the upliftment of all of humanity. So, to thine own self be true, young Horatios, because that is the only thing you have any creative control over. It is no one else's job to be loyal to you in any way, or to love you, or like you, etc. That's your job. It is your job to be loyal to yourself, and it is your job to like and love yourself. And when you can accomplish that on a daily basis, that is when you can accomplish miraculous things, because you have an unlimited supply of creative energy flowing through you. That is when you are able to channel the power that literally creates worlds. That is when you are an active, conscious creator of miracles on earth and in the universe. And when you're loyal to yourself, that means you're loyal and committed to your dreams, because your dreams and desires are your purpose in life, which is the joy of creating your dreams and desires into physical reality and delighting in the awesome power that you truly are, because you accomplished that. And people who repress and deny their dreams and who do not consciously and actively create their dreams into physical reality, or people who begin to pursue their dreams by committing to a certain platform or business, etc., that is they believe is going to get them to their dreams, but then quit on that business or that game plan and essentially quit on their dreams as soon as they encounter a bit of resistance, these are the people who are being traitors to themselves. They are the ones being disloyal to their own dreams, and essentially being disloyal to who and what they truly are, which is a powerful source creator. And they're being disloyal to their own creations that their source self has created for them vibrationally in their vibrational escrow. Now, loyal creator of unlimited miracles, that's you. What is your dream? What is lacking in your life that you want more of? Whatever it is, you have the power to create it. And your loyal source self is 24/7 guiding you towards your dreams and desires. And your source has guided you to me, which is why you are here now listening to this. And I'm here for you if you need my help to get you on track and keep you on track, so that you can lead the happy, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and magical life that you truly desire to live in your life. And I have selfishly filled myself up with an overflowing supply of energy and wisdom to share that with others and other people like yourself to improve the quality of their lives. And I'm happy to share that energy and wisdom with you, absolutely free of charge, in a free 30-minute consultation. And, of course, there's lots and lots and lots of more wisdom on my website, my podcasts, and videos. But if you would like a little bit of extra help, contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's you and I work and play together and co-create amazing, wonderful things together. And let's help you create the loving, healthy, wealthy, fun, joyful, adventurous, abundant, and magical life you are meant to live. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from this, please comment and share it with your friends. Tell me how much you like it. Bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakiron.com. And go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and joy and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!